Live from NPR News, I'm Barbara Klein. President Trump and his chief of staff have conflicting messages on the status of the country's coronavirus pandemic. At a campaign event in New Hampshire today, President Trump reiterated his claim that we're, quote, rounding the turn, saying it'll soon be over without a vaccine even. But Mark Meadows says containing the virus is impossible.
We're not going to control the pandemic. We are going to control the fact that we get vaccines, therapeutics.
The nation's top infectious disease expert, Anthony Fauci, said today it'll be known by early December whether a vaccine under development is safe and effective, but it'll take months before it's available to everyone. Meanwhile, Johns Hopkins University reports nearly 250,000 people in the U.S. have died of COVID-19. Spain has declared a new state of emergency amid rising coronavirus infections, some 20,000 every day. Lucia Benavides reports from Barcelona.
The state of emergency is expected to last until April. It gives regional governments the legal framework needed to pass restrictive measures without the approval of local judges. On top of a nighttime curfew from 11 p.m. to 6 a.m., travel between autonomous regions will be restricted to those with a justification. This move comes 4 months after a previous state of emergency was lifted after cases of coronavirus had plummeted thanks to a strict 3-month nationwide lockdown. For NPR News, I'm Lucia Benavides in Barcelona.
Democratic vice presidential candidate Kamala Harris is hosting several campaign events today, reminding voters in Michigan that President Trump narrowly won the state 4 years ago and championing Joe Biden as a defender of all Americans.
You have Joseph Biden, who has the courage to speak truth and say Black lives matter.
Harris also criticized her Republican Senate colleagues for voting to end debate today on Amy Coney Barrett's nomination to the Supreme Court to advance a confirmation vote ahead of the election. Firefighters in Colorado are getting some much-needed help from winter-like weather. Carly Huckles of member station KUNC reports.
The East Troublesome Fire has grown to 192,000 acres since yesterday morning because of high winds. But today, fire crews are hopeful to gain more suppression and containment with the winter storm that's passing through the state. However, that storm is causing a lot of problems for evacuated homes. The threat of pipes freezing and other winter hazards has caused one county to shut down 2 water districts and their systems to mitigate potential damage.
Carly Huckles, this is NPR. Voters in Chile are deciding today whether to scrap the country's constitution after a year of widespread protests. It was imposed by a military dictatorship some 40 years ago. Tens of thousands of demonstrators in Belarus are back in the streets demanding longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko step down, as they have for many weeks. As NPR's Lucian Kim reports, this time the opposition is threatening a nationwide strike starting tomorrow.
Activists reported dozens of arrests when police dispersed protesters in the capital Minsk with stun grenades. Belarusians have been protesting since August, when Alexander Lukashenko claimed a landslide victory over opposition candidate Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, whom he then forced into exile. Tikhanovskaya has issued an ultimatum that Lukashenko step down, or the country will go on strike starting Monday. The European Union and the United States do not view the August election as free and fair. In a phone call with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo on Saturday, Lukashenko reiterated that Russia is his closest ally and will respond to any outside threats. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Entomologists in Washington state have vacuumed a nest of Asian giant hornets out of the cavity of a tree. It's the first such nest to be found in the U.S. Scientists plan to take the tree down to make sure the hornets, which threaten honeybees, are eradicated. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News.